The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Get this already. It's November 10th, 2015. We're getting close to Turkey Day. I can't wait, man. My favorite times are coming, Christmas and Thanksgiving, whether you want to hear it or not. We say that around here. Before we start with some things, I want to do a couple things. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. and download our top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's free. It's 10 paragraphs. All it makes you do is take one step forward, think a little bit, commit to it, and take action. That's what we're all about here. There's no glossies, nothing fancy in it. It's stripped down, bare bones, man. And if you really want to make gains, you're going to do that, and you'll be better for it. So go to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. and download the free ebook, The Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. We are sponsored also, and he is sponsoring me for Iceland, and in this next two people here that have been more than generous and very good to me behind the scenes too is Sorenex. And Bert will be on with me in the next couple minutes. Sorenex.com. Call them at 803-978-2253, extension 111. I would highly suggest taking a look at that diamond bar. It's a trap bar that you can put in the power rack, pull to your hands fall off you, okay? Load it to the max, and you can press it overhead. It is by far one of the nicest bars I've ever used, and that includes using Alicos and Yorks and every other damn thing, Randall Strauss and stuff. This bar, it's a little oversized. It's knurled beautifully, and, man, this thing is smooth. If you've been watching Alex, who's the 14-year-old kid with me who I'm training for basketball, but he's made exceptional gains. He pulled 270 pounds of that off the ground 2 weeks ago. He broke his record at 250. He nailed 260 easy. The first time he went to pull 270, it looked like someone glued it right to the driveway. I wouldn't let him get out of that bar. I made him stay in the diamond. I whispered in his ear, "You got this, man." He sat his ass right in the hole and ripped it off the ground. The video's out there. Unless barring any problems, the week before Christmas, we're going to go for a 300-pound trap bar deadlift. And Bert, by the way, he loves your trap bar. That's his favorite movement, man. You got a keeper for life with him, let me tell you. So, don't forget, so, you know, like I said, they sent me the bar for Iceland. I thank both Bert and his father, Richard. Great people. Don't forget about Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. These are the two biggest products I have to date. Chris Bigelow and myself, we're going to release these things between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. Wait to see the footage, the video. You're going to get to see what we're doing here. Incredible stuff. They're both life-changing products, and I can tell you this. On Strength Times Power Equals Success, I used every exercise in there to knock 43 pounds of fat off Dennis. Took him down to 224. He was pre-diabetic at 267. It's incredible. And the winner's circle is all audio. You want to hear me talk by myself? You're going to have routines. You're going to have philosophy. You're going to really get to dig into the nitty-gritty what we got going here, and we're going to blow this database wide open. You wait to see what we're going to have down the road. So check that out. Also, too, heartscollision.com, that's Alex's parents' body shop. Go out there. That's for New York State residents. Tell them we sent you. And Chris Bigelow does everything here on both websites, 800-687-1609, monsterdevelopment.com. And one of the biggest things, we really need sponsorship here to keep everything rolling because this show is exploding. Everyone understands it's $500 a month. But, you know, today I got two more podcasts. That'll be five today. That's just for one day. I started this whole thing Sunday, okay? I think I've got 12 this week. If because it's going to wrap around right into Sunday, and I'm waiting for a call to find out if we're going to have 13, I believe it will be. So you're getting that mentioned in the beginning of the end. No one's doing podcasts out here like us. Nobody. They do one. I'm doing 15 sometimes, all right? So your message is going to get out there. And the nicest thing about this is this. $30 goes to MDA for flu shots for the kids. Whatever your belief is about flu shots, my point is this. We got a chance to save some lives this winter because my brother Jimmy got a cold, and a common cold killed him. He got pneumonia, and he died from that as a young teenager. Same thing happens with these kids. Sponsorship is real important. It's going to a good cause. I want everybody to know where that money was going. And as we grow and grow, more and more money is going to be donated to muscular dystrophy because it's so dear to my heart. And this whole enterprise is dedicated to Jimmy. It means everything to me. It's very important. And I hope everybody will take a shot on us. And we're going to be around for 25 years, believe me. And we will be over a million strong. So you're going to get your money back in spades, believe me. But we're going to, you know, Bert Storen is with me today. And Bert's been very busy with the business. And he was down sick. So we haven't talked to him in a while. And today we're going to talk about Squattober and Deadcember. Now, these are two of the programs that they run through Sorenex, and Bert's going to explain to the audience all about this. And we're glad to have him back because, you know, I'm going to say this publicly. I not only thank him and his father, but Bert's been very instrumental in helping me get some names here, two in particular that were just on. We had Dan McKim on here, and we had Matt Vincent on last week. Exceptional guys. This is the kind of stuff we want to be associated here at Motivation and Muscle, and we want everybody to come into our family. That's an Italian thing with me. I want everybody in here. Come on in. We're going to do great things. Bert, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Eric. Thanks a lot for having me, man. Really
glad to have you back. Where the hell are you? We know where you've been, but we're glad to have you back.
It's been a fun couple weeks here, but we're back under control, and rocking and rolling, and hopefully get under the bar a little bit this afternoon.
Well, that's good, man, because that's stuff that you miss. You know what I mean? It's like when you're not feeling it, man, and you still want to get out there, that's a hard prospect to have to deal with. But, you know, you and I both know, you know, we're all under different forms of pressure with different things. You know, you got a lot of people tugging at you. You got outside things. You have family, kids. It's a lot of stuff to have on your plate every day. But, you know, I don't know. Us entrepreneurs all seem to get it done, and that's the most important thing. And once in a while, even though I will never admit it, we're allowed to break down too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But the idea is we never stay down, right?
That's it. Well, you fall down seven times, you get up eight.
Hell yeah, man. I was very interested when I saw a lot of stuff out on Facebook about Squattober, and we're going to get into Deadcember. Why don't you tell everybody out in Motivation Land, give us a little bit of background about it, and, you know, you and I know what we're going to talk about, so why don't we educate everybody first?
Sure. Well, it basically goes to the two king lifts, which if you're really going to only do two things, a squat and a deadlift is probably going to fill your needs to just be a big, strong, brutishly powerful person. You know, presses are nice, pull-ups are nice. Rows are great, all that, but really, if you want to be able to fight a bear, you need a squat and you need a deadlift. That's where it is. So, a couple months ago, my staff and I were talking. Actually, one of my guys, Aaron Osmus, who's my West Coast guy, former strength coach, and kind of strange thing, I threw against him. He was at the University of Tennessee in the '90s when I was at University of South Carolina. And he and I both threw. I was a hammer thrower. He was a shot putter. But we would throw against each other. And he went on to win the NCAA championship. It's actually in the shot. Mm-hmm. But long story short, he and I still enjoy squatting a good deal. And if you ever get a chance to see this guy's legs, they're ridiculous. He's almost, I believe he's 41 years old now and has vastness that just come out of nowhere. The guy's just an absolute powerhouse.
Yeah.
And so we got talking about just how much we love squatting and wanted to almost have like a party of like, hey, let's just, you know, let's get together and eat some meat and just squat a whole bunch. Let's just keep squatting. Like, what if we squatted every week? like every day of the week, just to see what would happen. And then we just kind of just jokingly started talking about, what if you just squatted every day for 30 days? It'd be like Squat-tober. And we kind of looked at each other and we're like, oh, we're onto something here.
Yep.
So the idea was to celebrate a lift that's the king of lifts, in my opinion.
Yep.
And one of the kings of muscle growth is the squat. So we started talking about it with our staff and some of the people within the Bosco Brotherhood. And we just kind of everyone got fired up, and it was so organic. We knew we were onto something. So we just simply said, okay, well, let's throw a couple videos out there, challenge others within the strength game, whether it be strength coaches or athletes or just enthusiasts, to get after the squat a little bit more than you normally would this month.
Okay.
And it was great. We ended up getting tons of videos of people sending in and cool old pictures of just some of the great squatting and some, you know, some little girls squatting and some big guys squatting and just to kind of bring awareness of in my opinion, the king of lift.
Well, I agree. Now, this is going to be a discussion that's always going to go back and forth. Deadlift, squat. And we talked about that on a show yesterday. We did a show on squats. And this is my – I'm a squat guy. I mean, I love pulling. Don't get me wrong. But there, I'll tell you why, how I differentiate it and how it feels to me. I like the feeling of something big on your traps and shoulders trying to push your ass right through the floor, okay? and you know I do everything dead stop, so I make it really hard on myself because – I'm not using a rebound, and I'm coming off the rods at all different positions in the power rack.
Right. A little Dottolo action there.
Absolutely. But you know what it is, Bert? It's the I just like the feeling of something really, you know, especially having to start him dead. You know, the potential is this. It's going to grind your back into the ground, or you're going to come back up with it, because especially when you're in that position, if you're not correct, yeah, you might come up, but you're going to come up really screwy. That could be dangerous. But the nice thing about that lift alone is this. You're either going to push that off those rods or you're not. Or maybe you do a short isometric with it. You hold it for a half a second or an eyelash. Bam, you're back down, all right? That's what I love, and I love squats. I just, you know, I like walk, you know, a lot of times I got a yoke here and everything, but I'll tell you what I like to do. I just like to throw my squat stands outside, throw the Olympic bar on there, or I'll use the Buffalo bar, whatever I'm using for the day. And I just, my driveway's 95 feet, as everybody knows. I don't know. I might put 100 pounds on the bar. Maybe I put 135. I'm not using it to set a record. I'll just drop that on my shoulders and take a walk with it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. You want to talk about conditioner? You know, this is the funny thing about squatting. This is what I've always disagreed with a lot of people with. They feel a squat is like, okay, we know it builds body girth all over. Let's remember the great Paul Anderson. He squatted for, what, a year or two. That's all he did, you know, until he joined up with Bob Peoples for a while. The interesting thing was this. Do people realize that you can condition your body and make it an enduring monster engine with going to all different variations in that rack with the squat? I mean, you look at Anderson. He might have did 50 reps with whatever weight or 25 with and did multiple sets. Obviously, it's a conditioning factor too. But when someone tells you, like, oh, you got to do this exercise because it'll streamline you and rip you. They're full of shit, man. You could sit in that, right? But couldn't you sit in that power rack and do anything and get conditioned and stream? Look,
sure.
It's all what are you sticking in your mouth, number one? But I don't even agree with that so much, and I'll tell you why. Like when you're talking about Squat-tober, okay, and you're talking, all right, maybe we squat for 30 days, all right? And you know, you've been around a long time. You know how to do the zigging and zagging and, you know, all right, maybe tonight I can't come in and do 10 sets, so I'm going to come in and do 4 sets, but I'm going to nail them to the wall. I'm going to walk out of there. You're telling me you can't get as fundamentally dense muscle-wise and ligament and tendon as doing hack squats and all that other phony bullshit that does nothing for you?
Oh, no, that's the thing. It's kind of funny. Aaron and I were talking – about the rack, you're like just like you're saying, And Tommy Moffitt, if you know who that is,
he's
LSU, and he was Aaron's coach, and they call it the greenhouse. The squat rack is the greenhouse. That's where you grow.
Yep. Absolutely.
And as long as you're in the greenhouse, you're good. You start getting too far outside of that squat rack, and it's potential to grow, but we don't know for sure, right? So it all came down to that, you know. And I've either heard other people say, "What do you do for strength? What do you do to work out?" Well, I lift weights. Well, what do you do for cardio? I lift weights faster.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
Wait, hey, Bert, here's the thing. You've heard this before, and I hear this still. Can you tell me the secret how to get big? And I'm like, oh, my God, man. I'm like, and they're sincere about it, and I understand, because you know something? You and I have got into this, especially with the kids before, and it's worth going over again. How many people out there are paying a ton of money? Raise your hand if you're listening to me and getting hosed by some trainer. And I'm sure there's hands when we play this are going to go up, all right? And we talked about the kids, how, you know, anybody can hang a shingle. All right, maybe you want a big meet, maybe powerlifting, bodybuilding, stone, whatever, all right? That doesn't qualify you as a good coach. I've met more people that are outside training in garages, in basements, that I'd much rather have me train me to do something than this big name or names out there, XYZ, because I'll tell you right now, I believe this is why I admire your father so much and people of that ilk, like an Anthony DiTillo, and we've talked all about this. I'll tell you why. Guy started out, he wasn't in some big fancy club. All right. They didn't really have them back then. All right.
Right.
Maybe they had stuff in Manhattan where all the hoity toities can go and look in the mirrors and say, oh, look at me. I got a six pack. But if I go outside, somebody can take my wallet who's 15 years old and beat the fucking piss out of me. Right. Yeah, that's real good. But when you look at your father and people of that era, even they there was a certain way that they trained. They had to figure things out. They experiment stuff, and obviously that brought Sornex out, because he knew he had to build things for people. He was a craftsman. Necessity sometimes breeds greatness, in my opinion. And here's something I came up with the other day, a couple lines. I totally believe atmosphere equals attitude. And when you've got that rolling, man, look what you can do. And that's why I think today so many people are so damn confused. It's like, well, how do I get big? Well, go out and, you know, you can go out and Google anything. And we know a lot of that stuff is BS, all right? But look at Paul Anderson. Look at any of the guys, all right? And now they say to you, well, you can't drink whole milk because it's no good for you. It'll make you fat. You get cholesterol. You drop dead. That's a load of shit, too. Stop eating 10 pounds of grains with everything you eat and blowing your insulin up, and the next thing you know, it's bang, all right? We don't, you know, that. Let's get back to principal things. Let's get back to fundamentals. And when you're harking in Squattober, if that isn't like the oldest fundamental out there that can lend you size and power and mental tenacity, what else is there out there? You know, obviously we're going to talk about the deads next, but what more can you do? I mean, like you said, press. I love pressing overhead. It's dynamite. It's not a squat, all right? I love flipping tires. Not a squat. I love farmer's walk. That's kind of close to me because I just love all the hinge it's hitting. But still,
right.
If you say to me, Eric, I'm putting you on an island. You'll have all the food, and you got your girlfriend there and all that, but you can only do one lift the rest of your life. What's it going to be? I'd say, get me a Sornex power rack, somehow lag it through the goddamn sand, bring me my bars, and bring me at least 5,000 pounds of weight, and I'll see you later. Have a good right?
That's
seriously.
Right. Well, and like we talked, you were talking earlier about the squat, and the squat and the dead differ. Where I think the squat is going to, you know, they're, from a scientific approach, it's going to gain more mass, because you have such a concentric load. I'm sorry, an eccentric load. The lowering phase, whereas you don't generally have that as much as a deadlift. And a lot of people only pull a deadlift and drop it. Some lower it down, but that big eccentric load on the front end is where you're getting a lot of that mass from, and the deep knee bend from the squat, the big muscles being used. So sure, if you're wanting to gain size and weight, you got to squat. And people say, well, you said earlier, how do you get big?
Yeah.
It's to quote Dan John, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Exactly.
And what you're going to do, you're going to squat hard, you're going to squat heavy, you're going to do it often, and you're going to eat about 5 to 6 times a day until you feel like you're going to puke. Every time you feel like you're going to puke, you back off from the table, you take about a 5 to 10 minute break, then you try to eat again until you feel like you're going to puke pretty quickly. And then you go on about your day, and then 2 to 3 hours later, you repeat. You do the same thing. And guess what? You get really big and strong doing that. There's not a lot of science behind it. It's a lot of calories. It's a ton of heavy lifting done often. And all of a sudden, you know, a semester later or a couple months later, you're 30 pounds heavier and your squat's gone up 150 pounds. It's not hard.
Nope. And you know, the
crowd anyway.
Well, you know, it is so the simplest things they make hard. That's what it's about now today. It's all about leaving you with indecision, telling you you can't do it. And you and I both know when we're on here, we don't talk that way. We're totally behind you and we want to push you. And it's just, you know what it is, Bert? It's just like, I think people want it hard because if it's hard, then you can quit. And, you know, I think squatting
is complicated. Basically, the world's trying to sell you a roadmap when the destination's right in front of you. It's a straight travel route to it. You can see it, but it's not necessarily going to be easy to get there. But the world wants to say, "Hey, I got this little really cool shortcut for you." You got to buy this map to see what it is, but you're going to hit some portal that takes you underground. It's way quicker. And all it does is it just elongates the period of time until you get on the straight track to success. It's difficult, but it's simple. It's really simple. Everyone's looking for that magic bullet, but that's unfortunately how the economy of the entire world keeps going.
Yeah, and hard work is a thing, and there's no substitute for it. Let me ask you something because I want to give enough time to December, because that's a new thing coming out. We're going to announce it here on the show first. Back squat mostly, with Highlands back in the day and all that, were you more front squat, and what's your preference?
I enjoyed back squats, and that maybe I'm built better for it, and I liked it, and I was good at it. You know, I liked being able to use more weight, especially as a thinner athlete. I thought the more weight I could put on that increased my hypertrophy, the better. As I threw more and more, the back squat did get problematic for me because my low back was always torched.
Yep.
So at times I moved more to the front squat. When I first started front squatting, I couldn't get it. It just felt like my whole body was being abused, but my legs never were.
Okay.
And, but that was an indicator that my body wasn't in balance. And so that's what I tell a lot of the folks that I train now. They do a front squat. They go, "Well, I don't really feel it anywhere. You know, I don't feel it in my quads. I don't feel it here." Well, that's because you're weak everywhere. And it's punishing the crap out of you until you're getting strong enough to actually make it do something for your legs.
Yep.
So I had to get past that. I think I'd squatted 585 for a double weighing 230, but I didn't. I hadn't front squatted over 315.
Yeah.
So, you know, and when I do it, it just felt like it was breaking my wrist, breaking my shoulders, my low back. It was like, this just feels terrible. I don't know what it is. Later I worked up to, once I got good at it and my body jived, I worked up to 450. And, you know, that was that at that point, my back squat was really coming through the roof too.
Yep.
But, you know, I've always been, I've enjoyed the back squat more because I don't have to think. The front squat, I see myself doing more fronts as I get a little bit older because it keeps a better postural position with an upright torso. Works my abs a little bit more, and I don't have to use the excessive loads that I did in my 20s.
Right.
But that's how I see the two. But I'll be honest, in Squattober, I did have to run up to 200 kilos a couple times and just to feel the old days. And so that was fun. But, man, it the next day I certainly knew it.
it's a different feel. I mean, you're not doing it continuously like that. But, you know, like I said, There's nothing like that load on your back, man. It's the best, you know.
And I'll speak to that for a second.
Sure.
Aaron and I were training out in California during October, and we don't get to see each other very often, so we had a good squat-tober workout, and that was when we were going to both try to run it up the flagpole a little bit.
Yep.
And it was fun because I hadn't gone very heavy in an emotionally increased state, if that makes sense.
Sometimes
in the garage, and you kind of have a low motivation. It might be a high effort, but it's still low motivation. You kind of go, okay, well, I'm going to put a bunch of weight on there and let me pull myself together and get under this and get this done. And it was for the first time, and I'd say a few years, I really kind of felt that hard adrenaline dump, and I put on more weight than I should have. And it was like, okay, now it's go time. And I got done with it, and there was about a 2-hour high that I was on just because I hadn't visited that. I hadn't got in there and really remembered that fight for your life feeling. And man, that is an addictive little adrenaline dump there, buddy. I miss that so badly, and I secretly wish my body could still give me that ride more often.
Want me to tell you what I call it?
What's
that? I call it when I'm outside, like with the stones and shit at night. I call it Call of the Wild, man.
That's it.
It's coming for you whether you want it or not, man.
You either
pussy out or you man up to it and take it, man.
There's something about putting on 10 to 20% more than you're strong enough to do at that point and figuring out how to get it. That's so fun. And you know, that's a mistress you can't visit very often, but you know something, man?
There's a lot of good things in life, you know? Your friends, your family, your kids, whatever it is. But I'll tell you what, people would say you're nuts, but lifting is the king to me, man. I mean, I love the business. I love everything. It's all with me, it's all different kinds of planes of thought. But man, oh man, when you go out there and, oh God, like Steve Jack said with the stones, man, it's like, you know, you get to wrap your arms around eternity, man. You think about that. What the fuck is that, man? You wrap your arms around eternity. Well, look, we'll keep going with that all day. Let's get into this Dead Center.
All right, so.
And this is your new program, so you're going to announce it here, and we're going to get this show up quick for you.
Yeah, man. So anyway, Squattober was such a success, and we saw that 2 weeks into it that we were getting emails and videos from people that said, man, I haven't had so much fun lifting in a while. Thanks for doing Squattober. Thanks for getting more people involved in something larger than a person or a team or a business. It wasn't about Sorenex. It was about, let's all celebrate squatting. Let's have some fun squatting. I don't care if you're a, you know, Highland Games sprinter, football player, powerlifter, whatever. Everyone's going to squat. Well, obviously, the next step is what now? And so we, by popular demand, we had to do a December. Well, November, it kind of like a big set in the weight room. I had to give everybody a rest period. Everybody had to pull themselves back together. So let's do November. Let's fuel up on the food. Let's kind of get some rest, get some massage there, and let's get everyone fired up, ready for December or Dead-cember, as we're calling it this month coming up. So it's the same kind of protocol. You know, hit some deads early. See where you are. Set your goal for the month. Whether that goal is to add a certain percentage of a max effort to your current PR, maybe it's to hit your current PR for a triple by the end of the month. I know some people that said, "Well, I'm going to deadlift body weight 1,000 times during Dead-cember. I'm just going to get it in at some point." And so they might do 20 this day, 30 another day, but they said, "I want to get the volume where I do my body weight 1,000 times this month, and just really." Just grind that in, that motor pattern, and just that lift, just to give homage to such an awesome lift.
Yep.
And so, you know, I ask people to decide what you want to see out of Dead-cember and how you want to be involved. You know, maybe Dead-cember is a partial pull, you know, from a rack. Maybe you want to hit that 700 barrier or 800, whatever it may be, or maybe you want to. Maybe you're a conventional deadlifter and you want to try sumo, maybe sumo, you find someone to teach you really well, and maybe you'd sumo deadlift all of December and really learn a new skill.
Yep.
Maybe challenge your buddy in 30 days. You have your own little powerlifting meet, you know, where the two of you have 30 days to train up for it, and it is deadlifting only, and run what you brung, as they say down here in the South.
Yep.
You know, so that's what it is, and it's just going back to, you know, getting all the corporate stuff and all the planned stuff and all the other nonsense in our lives, and going back to what was the root? Why was Sorenex started? Why did I start being an athlete? Why was half these people out here that maybe are strength coaches who might make a lot of money and they're in a big conference? Generally, it always came back to they enjoyed lifting and they enjoyed the struggle and the strain and wrapping their hands around a bar and pulling on it. And for that brief second in your mind, your body tells you this thing ain't going.
Yep.
And you grind down and you feel the gears spin a little bit. And all of a sudden it starts coming off the ground and your hamstrings are twingling a little bit and your knees are shaking and your veins in your neck and your traps are popping out and you kind of blacken out a little bit and your grip, you can feel that cheese grater digging into that ring finger callus. And then as it's coming up, your glutes, you feel like pins and needles popping through them.
Yep.
And then once you just clear your knees, you drive that hip forward, and all of a sudden, you know, it's home for, you know, it's the home stretch. You just squeeze it out, and you get to the top, and you go, what a painful but fun ride.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about. That's what Dead Summer's about.
You know, and that's the thing, man. The word that comes to mind is life, you know.
Yeah.
And you can make life as pleasant as you want, but you know something? You're not going to really have a great life, all right? You got to have a little pain in it. And by that, I mean, you know, you need to be tested. You need to work a little bit harder than the other guy. You need to not, you know, you don't take no for an answer. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, I've dealt with a lot of this in the last 3 years. I won't call myself an expert, but I got some pretty good ideas in my head about things that I'm going to do when we are at that point. With a lot of this stuff we talk about as far as building a business, you know, here's the blueprint I used. Plug in whatever you want to do. I can't guarantee anything, but if you follow things, I've been very, very articulate how I put things across. I keep very good notes. I've got monsters of stuff sitting out there. These are very important because, you know, you try to make things as easy and as smooth as you can with everything you do, but let's face it, being a business owner, being a weightlifter, there's massive amount of potholes you're going to step in.
Oh yeah.
The idea is going to be, can you step back out and are you going to let other people tell you you're no good, or are you going to let somebody put a finger in your eye and tell you, hey, you're not going to do it? Or it's like, you know, I get this a lot, Bert. I've told you this offline, and I don't talk a lot of business like that because, you know, I don't know who wants to hear it, and a lot of it is private. But I want to tell people that are listening to this show that maybe are on the fence that, you know, I'd like to go into a business. I just don't know how, or I'm not sure I got the confidence. And in the same way with weightlifting, we addressed this a little while ago with squats. And it goes for deads too. If you need to find somebody to help you out, search it out. Ask people. Go to lifting events. Someone can help you, man. But, you know, it is up to you to take the responsibility to learn it too. But what I'm saying is there's just more than the lifting weights. See, this is where people are – this is totally misunderstood about what we do. It doesn't matter what it is either, but let's stick to the weights here. Everybody thinks, oh, I can just squat or I can just pull a deadlift. No, you can't. No, you can't. Maybe you can do it, but it doesn't mean you're doing it correctly, all right? And I would never tell anybody they can't do anything, but what I'm trying to tell you here is this. There's going to be some discomfort. There's going to be a hell of a lot of learning, and what we're talking about here isn't a 90-day Jillian program, okay?
Right.
This is a lifetime of dedication, and like Bert said, you know, let's squat and eat tons of meat. There you go. That's the shit you do. All this off-the-wall stuff people think it is. Well, you don't understand a lifter's mentality that's truly in this game forever, because this is not deadlifting and squatting. This is called, it's a lifetime. Yep. I've said this publicly, and I'll say it again. I've been saying at every show, and people that are on again will bring it up even sometimes with me. I want to squat 250 pounds when I'm 100 years old. Hey, you hear that? 100 years old. I want to be able to pull that bitch right out of the rack and come down and go up. And if I fall down on my face and I'm all done, I expire, you know what? They'll be waiting for me either in heaven or Valhalla, okay? Either way, I don't care, but I'll see you there. So that's how I look at it. But I just want to say one more thing, Bert, and I'll shift it over to you. When we were talking about unpleasant things and, you know, it's not always easy and you're going to meet up with a lot of things, but this prepares you for the outside life big time. I think I've said this to you before in the show, but it always stuck in my head. When Sylvester Stallone did Rocky Balboa, which I think was in 2006 or 7,
right?
They interviewed him. And he had talked about a lot of the things, you know, from the first movie right up to this point. You know, a lot of stuff he went through. And, man, that guy has been through some shit, let me tell you, you know. And he just recently, the last few years, he lost his son, Sage, who was in Rocky V. And they never really said, but there was all kinds of things where it was a suicide, which they said it destroyed him, man. And who wouldn't? Your child?
No.
But here's the thing he said to me that always stuck in my head, Bert. You have to learn to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, you know, because I know what he's, I understand what he's talking about. He said, I used to take a tennis ball and squeeze that thing till my hand felt like it would explode. And the guy who was interviewing him said, he looked at him like perplexed. And that's when he said to him, that puts you in a situation that's going to either make or break you. And I thought that was like ingenious when he said that because, you know, you and I know of, I love to squeeze tennis balls. I have one in my car because if some asshole is texting next to me and they're about ready to broadside me, all right, you know, I know if I don't have that tennis ball, I'm going to rip their friggin' head off them if they do that. So I understand that concept, but does everybody understand that out there? It's like you have to make yourself feel uncomfortable, man. What did I say before? It's going to be your atmosphere, meaning what's around you, who's around you, is going to equal your attitude. Take it away, my friend.
Well, I love that atmosphere equals attitude, but I'll challenge you the opposite way and say I think the reciprocal is true. I think your attitude controls the atmosphere as well.
I agree too. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It depends on, you know, your power as a person, your personality. But there are people that I know that could change the climate in a room if.
Yep.
Depending on where they are. And that's something that not only you have to realize if you're around powerful people,
yep.
But if you are one, that's a heavy crown or a heavy weight to have,
yep.
Because, you know, I've told that to my dad. He's a very charismatic person, a very powerful,
yep,
person when he's in a room. He's not only a litmus, but a pacemaker,
yeah,
within a room. And, you know, like every human could go up and down, whatever. And he and I have talked, and as the boss, and you know, and we have to be so cognizant of our emotions, because I can't bring my crap onto my team.
Right.
If my attitude isn't right, I could change the atmosphere,
exactly.
Good or bad.
Exactly.
And so that's something to, you're exactly right. Who you're around could change your attitude, but it also works the inverse, and that's something that people need to realize. And if they feel like they're unimportant or feel that that they don't have traction in life, you know, go be an asshole to somebody and see how effective that is. It's pretty effective.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And you're probably going to get punched in the face. So if you think,
yeah,
you don't matter,
yep,
there's a reality to that.
Well, and you know, it's like with your dad and a lot of other people, they have the innate ability to command a room. And that's a gift, let me tell you, because, you know, I'm not going to name names, but there's been people on the show that were very nervous. They're like, well, I've never been good talking to people. I said, well, number one, we're not on a live show. Number two, I can pretty much clean up anything if it's not, you know, out of range for the podcast. But I said, you know what you got to do? Don't worry about it. I'm the guy running the show. You know, no surprises. And we're just going to talk. And you know what? I can tell you a couple of them that were very hesitant. They bug me. They'd come on every week if I'd let them. Okay? So see what's happened.
Right.
It's like if you don't pull shit with people, you try to make them feel at ease and not self-conscious about something, they forget all that nonsense, man. And the next thing you know, it's like somebody opened up a plugged pipe and it's like you can't shut them up. So, you know, look it. If you have the ability to spark inspiration and motivation in people, you're a very gifted human being. Without being this perpetual asshole that's just pressing, 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 it's like you're going to get more out of people and you're going to have a hell of a lot more togetherness, and you're going to be able to get a job a lot better if you're not barking everything at them and saying, you know, basically I know everything. Now, we both know there are times when you have to drop the hammer, unfortunately, because not everybody is going to act the way you are or the way you would like them to be. And that's part of the whole thing, too. But with what we're doing here today, you know, we're talking about squats and deads and all that. It's like, you know, I don't separate bars from me, okay? It's not a squat bar. It's me. It's not a deadlift bar. It's me. See, this mm-hmm. is look at there's the your father. When I get him on, I'm going to ask him some of this stuff too, and I'm sure he can attest to this. It's this. How do you differentiate yourself from what you love to do? Obviously, it's a part of you. It's as much weightlifting, bars, stones, all that. All right, I'm not walking around with them on the outside, but I got to tell you something, Bert. I'm walking around all the time with them on the inside of me, if that makes sense, right?
Sure.
I mean, you know, you just can't draw one thing from the other, and it's like I love the idea, man. You're pushing these two movements. I tell you, man, you could do these every other month. I'm serious. People would go wild because I did a thing on bent rows the other day. You should see the feedback I was getting. It was like nobody ever talks about those anymore. They're a lost movement, and people are rowing with cable machines. If you think that's a row, you're a fucking idiot, right? I mean, right? Is that a bent row?
Well, seriously. Certainly not a bent row.
Yeah, well, but, you know, they're like, oh, it's a stool-seated row. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, whole different animal.
What else you got, brother? Anything else?
No, man, that's just it. I mean, just kind of wanted to rewind the tape a little bit and take us back to basics and get people involved. And maybe when given a choice what they're going to train at a certain time, maybe a deadlift or a squat comes up more often because there's an awareness for it. And obviously the old black iron guys living in their
yep.
garage, you know, lifting and training, they know the deal.
Hell
but
yeah.
sometimes we get so far away from center and what works really, really well. It's fun to let the horses run a little bit and just go right back to the simplistic nature of the squat and the deadlift.
Primal, man, the primal. All right. Why don't you give out, you know, the website, anything that's going on, and let me give my information. If you just hang on the line a minute, I appreciate it. Please.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, you could reach me, Bert Sorin. You can do bert@sorinx.com. Check out our website, Sorinex, sorinx.com. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Also, you could do any kind of hashtag of Deadcember. And check out the hashtags we've already done for Squattober. There's a bunch of them out there and some awesome videos. So really looking forward to having everyone get involved in Deadcember and pulling our way into the new year.
Hell yeah, man. And we'll have this show up within the next few days. So
awesome.
We'll get it out there before December so people are aware of it. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by, obviously, Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorinex.com. You can call them at 803-978-2253, extension 111, heartscollision.com. Also, don't forget, too, to download the free top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, FiorellaBarbellCo.com. It's free. Leave your email. That's all we want from you. You're not going to get anything aggravating-wise from us either. I want everybody to have it. Go out and look at it. If you like it, fine. If you don't, tell me it's no good. I can take it either way. Strength times power equals success. The winner's circle. They're about almost ready to go. Finally, we've got all the film done. We're adding a few things. He's doing a lot of music to introduce the stuff with the FBC branding. It's going to be a lot different. There's going to be a lot more. I'm working on 10 emails right now. I've got 5 of them done. They're going to be loaded with content. We're going to be bundling all this stuff. We've got some new things coming in with the podcasting, which we're going to try to broaden our audience even more. October was our biggest month ever in the years, in the 1 year anniversary of the show. Growing, growing, growing. We're going to hit that million, I guarantee you. You wait and see. In the next 25 years, I want to hit a million in the next 18 months. So I am driven. Remember, you come in with us for $500 a month, 5 to 15 shows, $30 goes to muscular dystrophy. All that stuff can be found out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com and MotivationMuscle.com, so check that out. Chris Bigelow does everything here, MonsterDevelopment.com, 800-687-1609. And don't forget this. This is FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a review. Let's get that million listeners. Also, Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. Motivation Muscle. Twitter, at Fiorello Eric. If there's anything you'd like Bert and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. We can do any shows. We got enough knowledge between our two heads to do it. Pull it off. Write us a review. Give us some comments about the show. You can go out to MotivationMuscle.com. You can go out on iTunes and Stitcher, too. We really want your feedback. Is there something that you like or someone you like on the show? You know, we'll go after them. We'll do our best. That's the whole idea. Don't forget this. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, don't be afraid to give them your time. It's very important. You know, words change minds and hearts, so think about that. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, you know, never be afraid to say hello or give somebody a smile. That might be all they get that day. Obviously, if you're going to lift today or whenever, go out and bust up some iron. Go out and do some Squat-tober, man. Go out. Get that December, you know, get that Dead-cember going. Send my friend here some stuff, man. Get involved. You know, get involved. That's important. Obviously, take some stones and turn them into dust. And as our new stone says, the Hoosa Steel Crusher, it says domination painted on it in blood red on both sides. We are domination. We will be over a million strong. And as I said before, no one will ever clip our balls. And as one of our listeners, Russell Furr, sent us, he said, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. There you go, boys and girls. That's the thing, the key to it all. Bert, glad to have you back, man. It's been way too long.
It has been, Eric. Awesome show. I appreciate you having me, as always. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you, man. You've been very generous to me and the show and everything else. So for Bert Soren, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Bert will be on in December. I just, believe it or not, I told Bert I was going to text his dad about coming on. He said, sure. So I'm going to get a hold of Richard. We're going to have him on in January, though, because I hopefully may be able to take a week off in the end of December, but I'm not sure. I want to keep good vocal cords for 2016, because as I told Bert, believe it or not, we are filled to the middle of April already, and I thank you all for that. So, Bert, thanks. And so for Bert Soren, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk to you soon. Get out there and be a steward of strength. Stop standing on the sidelines, man. Manliness rules. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.